USA Radio News.
Illinois State Senator Darren Bailey won the Republican primary for governor on Tuesday, setting up a showdown with incumbent Governor J.B. Pritzker in November. Endorsed by former President Donald Trump during a rally on Saturday, Bailey has been a vocal critic of Pritzker, specifically over his COVID-19 lockdown policies. A new dashboard from the California Attorney General's office has leaked the personal information of thousands of the state's gun owners. The California Department of Justice launched its 2022 firearms dashboard portal on Monday. The portal featured data on the state's gun purchases as well as concealed carry license holders. As of Tuesday afternoon, the dashboard appears to have been pulled from the website. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Mike Lindell and MyPillow offering the BOGO extravaganza right now on a whole slew of MyPillow products. Now you can find all sorts of great deals on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillow, six-piece towel sets, Roll and Go Anywhere pillows, much more, all priced buy one, get one free. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find you some great MyPillow products. They're all available. Oh, by the way, you can also get Mike's book absolutely free with any purchase, but you have to go to MyPillow.com/USA or call 1-800-951-8175 and make sure you use the promo code, the Buy One, Get One Extravaganza, going on right now at MyPillow.com.
Jeffrey Epstein's former girlfriend and business partner will spend the next two decades behind bars.
Convicted sex trafficker Ghislaine Maxwell is being sentenced to 20 years in prison for helping Jeffrey Epstein abuse underage girls. One of her victims, Elizabeth Stein, was in the courtroom as Maxwell, dressed in prison blue scrubs, heard her fate. Prosecutors had wanted Maxwell to be sentenced to between 30 and 55 years. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
The vast majority of Americans are cutting back on their spending because of rising inflation, according to new survey data by Provident Bank. The report found 83% of those surveyed have cut back on personal spending, with 23% saying they've made, quote, drastic changes. Many Americans are struggling to purchase basic necessities as gas prices hit record highs earlier this month. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The Michigan Supreme Court ruled on Tuesday that indictments against former Governor Rick Snyder and eight other people in the Flint water scandal were invalid. However, State Solicitor General Fadwa Hammoud appears to be ignoring that ruling, saying she's prepared to prove the allegations against them. Tuesday's ruling by the court wipes out those charges. The Supreme Court said state laws, quote, authorize a judge to investigate, subpoena witnesses, and issue arrest warrants as a one-person grand jury, but they do not authorize the judge to issue indictments, unquote. Hunter Biden's laptop reveals more secrets. Reporter Lance Pry has the details.
More evidence from the Biden laptop reveals President Biden did not tell the truth to the American people when he said he knew nothing of Hunter's overseas business dealings during the presidential debate. The evidence from Joe Biden himself in a 2018 voicemail.
I just want to talk to you. I thought the article released the thing online. This can be printed tomorrow in the Times. Was good.
The Times article detailed Hunter Biden's dealings with Chinese financial giant CEFC, and it mentioned how his main business partner, Yi Jingming, was arrested and later convicted for bribery.
Canadian comedian Nick Nemiroff, considered a rising star in his native country, died unexpectedly at the age of 32. Nemiroff was nominated for a Juno Award, which is Canada's version of the Grammy. For USA Radio News, I'm Katie Lewis.